Anthony Gorman, your Letterkenny Rovers team have defeated Fannad 1-0 here to prolong the season for at least another week. A deserved victory for your side?
Yeah, I think you're right, Ryan. I was really pleased with how the boys applied themselves. I was really pleased how they knocked the ball about and kept possession. Credit to Fannad, the way that they set up. You know, they came, and like a point was all they needed today, really, to clinch the league. And they set up strong back four and two holding boys in front, and you know, we found it difficult to break them down, but I thought we showed an awful lot of patience in terms of keeping the ball, and I think, you know, I was really pleased how we worked the goal at the end. You know, everybody was expecting a long free kick in the box, we played it short, and I think we got our justified rewards at the end.
Yeah, it was one of those games that it always looked likely that one goal was going to decide it there, and you got it, and Connor, who was probably one of your most threatening players throughout the game, and he took it very well.
He did, yeah. It was really well worked. I mean, Thomas Keyes had the good vision to pick out Oran Downey in the left, and it was a fantastic ball in. And you know, I constantly preached to the boys about making runs across defenders, and Connor made a great run across one of the final defenders, got a lovely wee touch on the ball and just poked it past the keeper. I think it was no more than what we deserved over the 90 minutes, Ryan.
Yeah, and I suppose, like Fannad, as you've always seen down through the years, you know, that kind of sparked them into life, and they forced their way back into the game. There was a couple of nervous moments for you in there, I'm sure.
Yeah, there was the one at the end where they've hit the post. You know, I actually thought it was a free out. I thought the ball was kicked out of Owen O'Boyle's hands. But then, Fannad just needed the point, and, you know, they slowed things down before that, and, like, there's a few lads lay down with injuries, and, you know, and then once we got the goal, then you're conscious of the fact that there was going to be 5 or 6 minutes injury time. And they just went for it. I mean, they put the goalkeeper up a few times for free kicks and corners, and but, like, the boys, to be fair, they put their bodies in the line, got blocks and clearances, and so they're really pleased going off the pitch there that, you know, they've prolonged the league for another week or two.
Yeah, like we've mentioned that the Fannad could have won the league here today. They're still probably in pole position. Yeah. If they win their final game, you have two games left, starting at KJU next week. They have Kilmacrenan. Is it just a case of keeping Fannad honest now and making sure they go and win it?
I've said for a long time anyway that, you know, the best teams will always win the league, and you know, whereas we feel like we've a really good squad of players, over the course of the league we haven't done enough to win it, which is disappointing. You'd expect Fannad to go and win their remaining game, and saying that, like, we played Kilmacrenan twice, and the first game we had a really difficult game against them. You know, we won the game, but, you know, it was the scoreline flatters at times, to be fair, because they had a couple of chances with Jamie Grant and Anthony Grant, and they maybe could have been a couple of goals up against us. But Fannad, you know, they've worked hard over the last couple of years, and Niall deserves an awful lot of credit for the squad he's assembled as well. They deservedly won the league last year, and they're in pole position to win it this year. And if they do win it, congratulations to them, but, like, I think today it was all about our players and how they applied themselves and conducted themselves, because that was a pressure game for them today. Like, they didn't want Fannad coming here and winning the league today, and so they've gone in there. Our dressing room will be a very happy dressing room today.